Hello, I'm Temeskin Debesai with the BBC News. The US Supreme Court has allowed a Texas state law on migration to take effect, rejecting a bid to block it by the Biden administration. It allows state authorities to arrest and deport migrants suspected of crossing the border from Mexico illegally. At a news conference, the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre made clear the administration's opposition to the state law, to the Texas law known as SB4.
SB4 is just another example of what we have seen from the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, attempting to politicize what's happening at the border, politicize obviously what's happening with the immigration system. And so, look, the president's going to be focused on making sure that there's significant policy changes and resources we need to secure the border. And so that is why he's going to continue to call on congressional Republicans to pass the bipartisan border security agreement that came out of the Senate just a couple of months ago.
Two white former police officers in the U.S. state of Mississippi have received lengthy jail terms for their part in the torture of two black men last year. Hunter Elwood and Jeffrey Middleton received sentences of 20 years and 17 and a half years, respectively. The victims were beaten, shocked with stun guns, and sexually assaulted by six officers who burst into their home without a warrant in 2023. A member of Haiti's transitional council tasked with establishing a new leadership has said the country cannot be ruled by criminals. Leslie Voltaire, a former minister, told the BBC that he was ready to take a stand against the powerful gangs who last week forced the resignation of the prime minister.
We are in a very dire situation and Haiti is in a grave crisis. So we know the problem in Haiti and we have to do something because now all the ports are blocked, the airport is blocked, and there is a lot of kidnapping, a lot of rape, and one has to decide if you want to live like that or if you want to fight. I want to fight.
The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra as he continues a regional tour. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Bilateral relations are stabilizing after years of friction over various geopolitical and trade disputes, but disagreements remain. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong said there would be a frank exchange of views with her Chinese counterpart. She's expected to urge Beijing to reconsider the death sentence imposed on an Australian democracy activist. Mr. Wang is likely to reiterate China's objections to Australia's plan to build nuclear-powered submarines with the United States and Britain.
World News from the BBC. The political leader of Hamas has accused Israel of sabotaging renewed talks on a ceasefire in Gaza with its assault on Monday on the territory's largest hospital. Ismail Haniyeh said the attack on Al-Shifa Hospital showed Israel's efforts to perpetuate violence. Israel says its operation was directed against Hamas fighters. A mayor in the occupied West Bank says Israeli settlers have shot dead a Palestinian as he was standing in front of his house. The mayor of Aqraba said the man was shot through the heart. He said a group of settlers, some wearing military uniform, had come from a neighboring Jewish settlement. An Israeli military spokesman said the incident was under investigation. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has sought to reassure Ukraine and its other allies that America will not walk away from commitments to Kyiv. At a meeting of over 50 allies in Germany, he said Ukraine's survival was at stake in the war against Russia. Jessica Parker has the details.
The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had some public messages to convey. While the US has sourced a one-off $300 million fund for Ukraine's defense, a $60 billion package is still stuck in Washington. Mr. Austin said he hoped the money would soon come through. Despite Lloyd Austin's assurances, European nations are increasingly talking about how to become more self-sufficient. The European Council President Charles Michel has said the continent should shift to a war economy, saying it can no longer be at the mercy of US election cycles.
Researchers in the Netherlands say they've been able to eliminate HIV from cells in a laboratory, raising hopes of an eventual cure for humans. Using a gene editing tool known as CRISPR-Cas, the scientists say they could target the DNA of the disease, removing all traces of the virus from infected cells. BBC News.